pumping.
Try a
wet
suit.
And I get really nervous.
He gets really hard. I mean, replace the word nervous with hard. It's like a fetish. It's like he gets really hard. I can't get off without wearing a plastic cast. He should talk to Big Fatty. I'm sure Big Fatty can like wrap him in plastic wrap or some shit that they do. I don't know, whatever those things are.
Have you ever seen those pictures of the guys like wrapped in saran wrap with just their dick poking out?
Have I seen them? They're on my phone and I have to hide them when people...
Right. when I
cat, saran wrap, huh?
Yeah. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's like a fetish. It's like he gets really hard.
Well, hello, everyone. Oh, fuck, I don't know what the episode is.
Big Fatty, you're not prepared.
Y'all, it is the, what the fuck date is it?
Sunday. Well, it's for Monday.
Monday, the 21st?
Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. With Big Fatty, who are those people that yelled at a little show?
I don't know, because there's three people sitting here in the room.
Yes!
Hello, audience members.
Hello, recorders.
Oh,
Big Fatty. They didn't get to say a little show. You've disappointed. Y'all, I don't have any fucking idea what episode this is. I'm going to go and look at it. Now, Durwood and Granny are here, along with Dr. Stone. And the last time that Durwood and Granny participated in a little show here at the Horror Hotel, I believe there was someone laying in the... sling. So if y'all will put Dr. Stone in the sling. Big Fatty, Dr. Stone is vomiting.
But, okay, well, I tried. Anyway, y'all, this is, first of all, this is
Big Fatty, it's not opening.
Okay, well, it's a little slow, because you know the, here we go, the horror. It's episode 1953. Of the BFO for the 17th, that was Friday, 18th, 19th. So it'd be the 20th, right?
Yes.
So Monday the 20th.
Yes, Big Fatty, we got it now. You're prepared.
So anyway, but y'all, we are all here to speak about our hot dog down the hallway weekend. Granny, what was the best thing you ate this weekend?
Ass.
Oh, okay. Big Fatty.
And that was, y'all, it was horrifying. It was horrifying because it was happening in my bed. And it wasn't my ass. Okay, and let me just be quite clear on that. Now, Dr. Stone, Granny gave you a new nickname this weekend. Dr. Doolittle. And y'all, this has absolutely nothing to do with Dr. Stone's activities here at the Horror Hotel, because y'all, he was anything but Dr. Doolittle, and it was maybe it was Dr. Canoodle, and
Canoodle?
Do what?
Would you say Dr. Canoodle?
Canoodle.
Oh, Canoodle. Okay.
Dr. Canoodle.
Yes, Big Fatty, as opposed to Poodle Mac Canoodle.
So, and Durwood, let's see, what did Durwood do? Oh, y'all, Durwood, on Saturday night, y'all, he provided closed captioning, for Blind Guy Jay, as Granny was eating ass.
Big Fatty, please!
But, anyway, and then someone from, Boston, it may have been Brian from Boston, I don't know, what was his name?
Russell.
Russell from Boston was canoodling you and y'all. A man just got out of a car, and I swear I thought it was Blind Guy Jay, but it was.
Maybe he got into the wrong car.
Poor Big Brother. Anyway, but y'all, let's go back to the trip over here, Dr. Stone. Did you have any comments you wanted to add about that horrifying experience?
Let me think.
Okay, well, you think about that.
It was less gassy than I thought.
It was much less gassy, although I did blow it out right before we got into the car, if you'll remember correctly.
Right, yes.
Yes, okay. And it was a short trip. Now, Dr. Stone, come over here because we need to hear from you. Granny and Durwood have been to the horror before, but let the audience, and especially Hendrick, because Hendrick has been touching himself inappropriately all weekend, wanting to know about the horror hotel. To give us your unbiased opinion of your experience here at the Hara Hotel.
Okay. It's not a glamorous place, I'll tell you. It's just a...
Well, no, Granny's here. Of course it's not glamorous.
But everybody here has been very nice. There hasn't been a bad person. I don't think I've run into a bad person since I got here.
Did you not meet Miss Daisy?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, but you were in a lineup with her, weren't you?
I was in the weenie line right behind her. Right. She didn't say anything to me, though.
Well, she was nasty boy. Get a little closer. Your weenie is not close enough to my buns, please.
But you won a prize, didn't you?
I won a coupon.
A coupon? What kind of coupon?
$25 coupon to the Capri Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
It's adjacent to the hotel next door.
Right.
For the bar tab.
Y'all, unfortunately, they were out of mixers all weekend long, so if you ordered a drink, all you got was a glass of liquor.
That's true.
Oh, dear God. But, and y'all, they even ran out of Jack Daniels, and Granny had to drink a margarita.
Big Fatty, I didn't know he was Mexican.
He is now. What was the highlight of the weekend, Dr. Stone?
I would say that a friend of mine actually came down.
Big Fatty, it wasn't going to be you or Granny or Derwood, that's for damn sure.
Anyway, a friend of yours came down, right?
He asked me not to say his name. I don't know why, but he just...
Well, let's call him
Larry.
Larry. Okay, all right.
So a Larry that I made friends with...
Oh, there's Miss Daisy out there. Oh.
Hey, you nasty boys, come over here.
Okay, anyway.
Larry that I met over a year ago and kept in contact with, he knew I was coming into town, and it wasn't until I actually got here. He said, well, maybe I'll come down and visit you at the Hara Hotel.
Right, and I believe he was from North Kakalaki.
That's correct.
Okay, and he drove down here, and I think he had a good time, too.
I think he did, yeah.
Not just because you were here. I think he actually enjoyed himself.
I think he did, yeah.
So, Dr. Stone, you know, Dr. Stone has been to homosexual resorts in the Palm Springs. And Dr. Stone, how does this compare to those homosexual resorts in the Palm Springs?
I would say it's about on par with them.
Okay.
There's the same amount of stuff to do here.
In other words, there's nothing to do except drink and sleep
and sleep by the pool
and sit in the pool, right?
And,
uh-huh.
and have sex.
Okay, well that's and there's your Dr. Doolittle report.
Yes.
was there something that didn't live up to your expectations?
I don't think so.
Did you see Granny eating ass last night?
I didn't.
Okay, well, no wonder you don't have anything bad to say. Anyway, thank you, Dr. Stone. And if you're ever back in the Augusta, Georgia area, will you be visiting the Hara Hotel?
Sure, I get a free night stay.
Now, wait a minute. You and Larry told me about this morning. Why are you getting a free night stay?
I don't. When Larry checked out, he gave his key.
Uh huh.
And the guy behind the counter said, "Oh, you guys get a free night stay when you come back, as long as it's not a holiday or an event weekend."
Oh,
he didn't explain why though.
Okay,
he was on the phone with somebody else, so he went back to his conversation on the phone.
Okay, so do you know if you're going to get that or?
I think so.
What, or is it just Larry?
Maybe it's just Larry.
Oh, okay. Poor Dr. Poor Dr. Doolittle. So, and by the way, Larry's last name is Doolittle. Dr. Stone and Dr. Doolittle are betrothed. But anyway, can't think of anything else I need to mention. Is there? Did you have anything good to eat, Dr. Stone?
Weenies.
Okay, and how about food wise?
There was some good potato salad.
It was good potato salad and all. Derwood, what did you have to say about this weekend?
Oh, I've had a ball or two.
You've had a ball or two?
Yes.
Okay. And anything memorable?
Oh yes.
Oh well, come over here. We can't hear you over there.
Just looking at cowboy was just enough.
Are you talking about a gay country west?
Cowboy.
Y'all, Granny has nicknamed Dr. Stone, Dr. Doolittle, and Gay Country West Cowboy. So everybody, y'all, it's just, when Granny talks and talks about people, we don't know who he's talking about. But, you know, it's fine. It's just fine. But, I thought I heard the grin doctor. Anyway, did you have a highlight this weekend, Durwood?
Always something going on, so I'm always amazed at what happens here.
And the key word is amazed. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. By the way, Dr. Stone, you got to see the Big Brother eviction on Thursday night. Did you have any updated thoughts about that?
Still just as boring.
Okay, well, there you have it. This is a spoiler. The dentist is back on the block. Okay. We're being really well. Hey, back on the block again. But anyway, so, but I guess that'll be revealed Sunday night. So no longer a spoiler. Poor Bert Party. Granny, what was your highlight? Okay, great. Thanks. y'all, I got to tell you. I just about fucking killed Granny on Saturday night. Y'all, we come back from the Capri Lounge. And y'all, this is where they ran out of the mixers. So we just drinking glasses of liquor with a lime. Come back and Big Fatty's got the grumbly tummy. Oh, dear Gussie, wait a minute. I've received a message here from Blind Guy Jay. And let's just see what it says. Big Fatty, what if it's something private you shouldn't be saying? It says, I got back to my room from the pool, wondered if you guys are headed out for happy hour. Would you respond to him for that, on
are
that,
going
please?
To happy hour?
I don't know. Are we going to happy hour?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to go?
I'll respond, I don't know.
Okay. Just say, sure, we'll go for a cocktail. Let's go for a cocktail.
Cocktail?
Why not?
Okay.
No?
Okay.
We're going for a cocktail, by the way. Even though they're out of Jack.
Right.
Okay.
They have margarita anyway.
And then Granny came over here to my room with these shots. These shots of Fireball, and there was some sort of moonshine.
Chocolate pecan pie.
I didn't have that one, but everybody said that one was good.
Oh, yeah.
That is pretty good.
In fact, why don't you run over and fix us one?
No.
Okay, thank you. And y'all, then all of a sudden, Granny is over here, and the next thing I know, he's got his hands up Travis's underpants.
Big Freddy, was he wearing underpants?
Was he wearing underpants?
He had a jock strap.
A jock strap, okay. And y'all, and then it just went downhill from there. And I felt so sorry. I felt so sorry for Travis.
Big Freddy, it's tingling again.
Okay, does somebody mind waiting about 20 minutes? Oh, no. It'll be, just reply to Blanca J and say, we're recording a little show. And, of course, it'll take 20 minutes.
Yes, Big Freddy.
That's Ralph. And y'all, Larry, not Dr. Doolittle's Larry, but Larry, who put on the hot dog down the hallway weekend, y'all. He had dessert in the Cowboys' butthole.
Big Freddy, it's vulgar.
But that's what Durwood was doing the closed captioning for. So anyway, anything else, Granny? There's some good-looking men over here this weekend.
Thank you.
No, I'm. Could you wipe his glasses off, please? Because he obviously can't see. But there was. Don't you think there was some good looking men over here, Dr. Stone?
Yes, there were a handful of them.
Just a handful. Well, there were.
Well, that's about all it was a handful.
Do what?
Yeah.
That's well, but your standards are much lower than his, Granny. So, anyway.
Womp
Dr. Stone, you're heading back to San Diego, and but y'all, by the way, Dr. Stone is very sad. He's very sad because it's been raining in San Diego.
It did. It rained on the gay pride parade.
Oh, it did.
Yes, it did.
And it rained. It and even
they never get lightning
and even more. Remarkable, it rained in Walnut Hills.
Did it?
It did.
Oh my God. And about 5 minutes?
I don't know how long it rained, but Miss Lauren is in Los Angeles. The old gal, she couldn't be bothered to invite her over. But anyway, because it was raining. Oh, it's raining. We can't have guests over when it's raining. Right. The roads are not safe. Slick. Yeah. Especially going up that mountain to the Deer Urine.
What road she had the spin out on? The 805?
The 101. Okay. It's a good thing she wasn't on the 101. There would have been another spin out. But what was I saying?
Big Fatty, we don't know.
California got some rain. And Dr. Stone missed it. It didn't even rain here, did it?
Maybe at night.
It spit night, a little bit, but that was about it.
Nothing. The entire time in South Carolina and here, no rain.
I know, and y'all, I had hurricane rain the 2 days before he arrived. So, anyway. Granny, you got anything you want to cackle about? No. Okay, great. Durwood? It's not nearly as much fun to do a little show when you're not playing with somebody in the sling, is it?
That's true.
It's true. By the way, y'all, Granny kept telling us all week he got a pedicure. I mean, he got a manicure on his feet.
Most
people call that a pedicure, but I got a manicure on my feet, and y'all, it's horrifying. Still, it is just horrifying. Y'all, he was trying to rub those nasty claws on me in the swimming pool this morning, and y'all, I had to pull out my noodle and hit him with it. and it was my
Big Freddy, that was your pool noodle, not your poodle mac noodle. Y'all, and by the way, pool noodle
is short for poodle McNoodle.
Yes, Big Freddy.
I think we have the title of today's show. Would you remember that? Pool noodle.
I will give you a slightly altered.
Altered. Y'all, Dr. Stone fucked up the title of For Right Days, a little show. So, Granny, any expectations for tonight?
No.
Okay. Well, there's probably no expectations means you'll be satisfied then. Durwood?
I'm going to stay a lot more in the maze.
Oh.
Me and me.
Well, there'll be less.
I want to see the Lazy Susan working again.
Come over here and talk to us about the come over here and talk to us about the Lazy Susan, because people. I know Hendrick will want to hear about the Lazy Susan.
Big Betty Hendrick's a perv.
He is a perv. But anyway, tell us you were up there and you don't have much time, so give us the Reader's Digest version.
Well, there's one guy laying down the Lazy Susan, four guys around him, and they were passing around on the Lazy Susan.
Okay. And they were just doing the humpity-bumpity,
right?
And he was they were just sampling what was on the Lazy Susan. Is that it?
Exactly. Uh-huh. You're right. They were filling all holes and balls.
Oh, I see. Yes. And you were right there filling all the holes.
I was doing a play-by-play.
Oh, you had... Oh! Oh, Derek, I see. So Blind Guy Jay was filling the holes also?
No.
Big Betty, please do not embellish his name.
But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely Monday. And y'all, I'll be back in the Fat Villa later today. Dr. Stone will be on his way back to San Diego, and Granny will be back in the home. Durwood will be home trying to wash off the weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Biba and that Adam Burns. And Daniel, did you get a chance to see what Dr. Stone was doing?
It's like a fetish. It's like he gets really hard.
Big Freddy, how did he see Dr. Stone?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.